CCTA wake-up call for September 25th and 26th. Wake-up call, September 25 and 26.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA wake-up call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. I want to thank you, first of all, for tuning in with us today, and we hope you have been a regular listener. If you're not, we hope you will become one, and if you're first time, we're Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, CCTA. The name of the show is Wake Up Call, and it's time for America to wake up, folks. You need to know what's going on out there. You can't run around listening to mainstream media and be informed because they're not giving you the facts, they're not giving you the truth, and you're being misled by them. So the purpose of our show is to try to bring you alternative news sources and facts, and we back it up with source documentation and sources where we get it. And we don't tell you to believe us. We tell you to make up your own mind, do your own fact-checking, do your own research. So with that said, let me introduce, we're really short staffed tonight. Other folks had another meeting they had to attend. So tonight it's Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Rightwinggranny.com. And it's Melissa.
Hello.
And it's me. So we're going to have to get in here and get real deep into some stuff. Because I know Mary has been all over the internet. Looking at everything that comes through, she monitors all the conservative blogs that are worth and news sources that are worth listening to. She runs rightwinggranny.com, which is a conservative blog. She gets thousands of hits a day, and so she's up to give me three or four of your main sources.
Powerline blog, the Conservative Treehouse. Lately, the Daily Wire has been very good. And actually, there was an article I did last week that my source, believe it or not, was CNN.
CNN.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen often. And actually, it was for the purpose of disputing what they were saying. But the fact was that the source was CNN.
Well, we appreciate what you do. And folks, if you get a chance, go to rightwinggranny.com. Check out her blog. Another one that Diane Ruffino, which is,
yes.
She was co-founder of the East Carolina Tea Party in Pitt County and a member of CCTA, used to be a regular on our radio show until some medical and health issues required that she step aside on that. But she's getting back into the fray of things, getting active in the organization there in Pitt County. So,
and she's still doing some very good writing.
Absolutely. She is a constitutional scholar. She studied under Judge Napolitano, and she's an attorney, and she's got several other titles and degrees. But we miss her here on the show, but we're glad she's recovering and getting back to other things. Melissa spends a lot of her time looking at the other side so that we don't have to. She keeps an eye on what's going on The View. I don't know how she does that.
Oh.
I couldn't take more than 30 seconds of it, I don't believe. But anyway, it gets her all wound up and disturbed, and then she goes looking for the facts to counter what they're saying. And she goes out there and finds that information. Folks, don't Google anything. Please don't Google it. Please don't go to Wikipedia to find out what's going on. You need to start using, like DuckDuckGo is a good search engine. They don't censor you. They don't manipulate your results. It's a good way to go out and find the facts and get what's truly going on. And if you do side-by-side comparisons of what you find on a Google search and search the exact same thing on DuckDuckGo or one of the other conservative types of search engines, you'll find that truth is usually pushed to the bottom or totally not shown on Google, and the left-wing agenda is elevated to the top, and you won't find that on DuckDuckGo. Another good one is called Pre-Search. It's P-R-E search, and again, that doesn't censor and doesn't manipulate what you're getting when you do your searches. So those are two good sources. We're giving you a couple of blogs to go to now. Also, if you'll go to cctaxpayers.com, we will have on the side over there some links to some other conservative news sources and blogs, and you can visit those. On the opposite side of the page at the top is our donate button, which helps us to keep the radio show on the air, to pay for the studio and equipment that we use, to get the venue where we have our public meetings. Helps us give away free constitutions that we pass out and do the educational studies on the Constitution that we do. So please stop by and hit our donate button. We'd appreciate that very much. Also, our sponsors. We've been doing this show for 8 years now, and we have some very loyal sponsors, and they're conservative businesses that you can trust when you go to have work done or to feed yourself or whatever the purpose is. You can trust our sponsors to be a good source. So listen to the commercials when they come on. Visit the sponsors. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. So a lot going on in the news cycle. Too much to keep up with, so we have to segment it out. Mary, what's one of the top sources of things you...
Well, I came across something the other day. Now, this is not a urgent news story, but I thought it was a reflection of what we're being told. And this was my CNN article that I sourced. And the CNN article explained that urban heat is worse in black neighborhoods than white neighborhoods. And...
You know why? You know why it's worse?
Why?
Because CNN said so. And that's all you need to know.
Well, there were a couple of things in there that absolutely cracked me up. I mean, if you read this story with a critical eye, you run into trouble instantly. For instance, this person that they interviewed in Atlanta, which admittedly is hot in the summer, and cities are hotter in the summer because they have all this black pavement and all this other stuff. But that has nothing to do with race. That has to do with black pavement. But anyway, this person was sitting on her front porch because her air conditioning broke and hadn't been fixed yet. And the windows are painted shut. So we come outside at night to sleep because it's too hot inside. Well, first of all, why don't you get a putty knife and unstick the windows? That's my first thing. And then the article went on to say this was the hottest summer since the Dust Bowl period of the 1930s. How many people were driving around in their SUVs in the 1930s? I mean, again, you read these articles, and if you even are halfway analyzing them, it doesn't work. And again, we know that cities are hotter than the countryside. That's common sense. When they did the surface monitors years ago, when they set them up, if you look at the monitors that they set up to monitor climate change, if you go to surfacestations.org, I believe it is, you will find that there's one or two of them that's right behind the return duct of an air conditioner, blowing hot air on it. There's another one on the runway right where the planes idle before they take off. I mean, come on, people. Well, this is not science.
No, it's not. It's a narrative. It's a liberal agenda. It's pushing the racial injustice narrative on everything. It's just totally bogus facts that they print, and it's been proven time and time again. They keep saying follow the science. There is no science behind what they're putting out, Melissa.
Well, I just wonder, did the article explain how, because it is a black community, it is hotter? Did it give the explanation?
Well, it just said it was.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's
well,
it.
That's
never,
what I said, just because
CNN
said so.
It never explained, just like they say voter ID is racist. Well, explain to me how. And they never explain, it just is.
Right, and show us, provide to us the actual people that were prevented from voting because of voter ID.
And in this case, she's complaining that her air conditioner has been broken for 10 days. And I can totally understand how that would be miserable if that happened to me. I'd be living in the bathtub. This person, you would think, would have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she doesn't have a job, she's getting some kind of stipend from the government. It seems to me that getting your air conditioner fixed in August in Atlanta might be a priority.
Yep. And, you know, again, like you say, it's personal responsibility. Somebody in that house or a neighbor or somebody from the church, somebody is capable of unsticking those windows.
Yes.
Whether you have a job or you don't have a job, you have to take personal responsibility. If you can't do it yourself, ask for some help from somebody that can.
And learn to be a community that helps each other. That might be another thing.
Right.
Don't depend on the government. The government is 9 million miles away. Talk to your neighbors.
Right. That's what we used to do. All right. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back with CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, let's talk a little bit about Afghanistan. Folks, I don't know how they're getting away with what they're doing and why somebody has not been taken into custody and why they're not being tried for treason, because they have committed treasonous acts in what they've done. Leaving our soldiers behind, leaving our American citizens behind. I just don't understand it, and I don't know why nobody has the guts to stand up against them. I do understand that the Justice Department is corrupt. All the main agencies up there, CIA, FBI, all of them are corrupt at the highest levels. They're still good people working out in the field and all. But you got to go back to a previous administration, back when Obama said he was going to fundamentally change it.
Yes.
And he did. All the appointees he made at high-level cabinet positions, all the judges, the judicial system is not upholding our laws or our Constitution, even at the Supreme Court level. Look at how they've performed. And we even thought we had put some conservatives on the Supreme Court that were not going to move in that direction. But look what they've done. And
the other part of what Obama did also is that there was, I don't know what to describe it, a movement or whatever that went through our military in terms of promotions, that they weeded out the upper levels of the military that they thought had the capability to think for themselves.
I can't remember the numbers anymore because it's been a while, but it was in the hundreds of generals and top-level officers that they purged from our military. Mm-hmm. And these are the guys with tons of experience, know-how, and they replaced them with social justice warriors.
Yes, they did. And one of the most interesting pictures that was posted on Facebook that I thought was wonderful was a picture of General Eisenhower, who had maybe four medals on his chest, next to a picture of General Milley, who had a chest full of medals. And the caption was, "Which one won his war?"
Right.
And we've just lost so much of what has made this country great. And it's not that we lost it. It's that it was taken away from us when we weren't looking. And I would say that it goes back, I believe, to the Clinton administration, where the Clinton campaign was largely funded by Chinese donors, where they gave some of our high-tech satellite technology to the Chinese. I think it goes back that far.
Yep.
And I think it was, again, the thing we need to realize is we live in a microwave culture. The Chinese live in a 1,000-year culture where they plan hundreds of years in advance. We're lucky if we plan 10 minutes in advance. We live in a generation where the microwave's too slow.
It's not just Chinese, the Afghanis.
Yes.
Merely, they're that way.
Their perspective is very different than ours.
They look way out in the future.
Mm-hmm.
If we start this now in 100 years, we'll see these changes. And that's how we got where we are today. To my point about replacing the high-level military generals and such with social justice warriors, social justice warriors. Here's an article in the Babylon Bee. It says, "Taliban enjoys deep belly laugh over diversity training materials that were left behind by the U.S. military."
I'm sure they did. I know the Babylon Bee is a satire site, but I'm sure they did.
I understand that.
And the sad part of that is shortly before Afghanistan fell, the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan was displaying the pride flag and telling everybody to come out of the closet and celebrate their diversity. All they did was put targets on the back of those people for the Taliban. And now the Taliban has asked that their representative to the UN be seated to replace the current Afghanistan representative to the UN. If that happens, the Taliban representative will also inherit the UN Women's Rights seat.
And what women's rights do they support?
They don't.
That's right. And, you know, Joe Biden and this current administration can push that all they want to. They're not going to change those people that have been that way for thousands of years.
And the other sad part of what happened in Afghanistan is that there are private groups getting people out. That should be something our government cares about.
But they're not. They are preventing some of these private groups.
Yes, I know.
There were three planes that they prevented them from boarding and leaving.
And gave the Taliban the passenger list.
Yes, yes. So our current administration is not supporting that effort at all in Afghanistan. The news reports that they're putting out that it was a big success, that's all false. That they've got all of the people out of there. No, they haven't.
No, they haven't.
And they thought there was like 120 left. No.
There's thousands.
Thousands.
You know, the fact that they can look at you with a straight face and say that we got our people out, you know, and but then you have an age of social media where these people are going on social media and saying, help, I'm here. I was right across the street from the airport and the Taliban was pushing me back and saying,
yes.
No, you're not going through. You know, they're not. There are Americans over there. The latest one that came out, the poor woman, she's pregnant, and her husband told her, just go, go, go. Of course, she doesn't want to leave her husband. She's
right.
Going to have a baby soon. But they would not let them to go together. She finally decided, I have to get out of here. And she got to the airport, and the Taliban put a gun to her head and threatened her, do not walk over.
Well, they also put the gun to many heads and pulled the trigger.
Yeah,
they are assassinating people in the street. And what about the horror stories that they are telling, some of the ones that come out of there and some of the military there? You've got women at that barbed wire fence trying to toss their babies
yes.
over the fence to be rescued.
How desperate do you have to be to do that?
And some of the babies are getting hung up in the razor wire.
Oh, God.
And the videos are out there, the pictures are out there, the images are out there. You can't unsee it, folks, I'm telling you. It's not something you really want to see. But how come mainstream media here totally ignores all that? Well, I guess if you back abortion and you don't mind killing babies anyway, it's easy to overlook that. But
no, we have set up, and you could argue whether it was intentional or otherwise, a terrorist regime. Not only are they exporting terrorism, they are practicing it within their own country.
Absolutely.
And we are, to some degree, responsible for that. I'm sorry. We are.
Well, I mean, I definitely feel this administration is responsible.
Yes. I mean, we could have, there was a way to do that. There was a way to get people out. And I don't know why they didn't do what they should have done. I really don't. Did they purposely want these people to be killed?
I don't know. I think so, yeah.
Why?
Well, they're trying to get rid of a lot of people with this virus.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
I mean, the more people they can get rid of, then greater their power is, I guess.
I don't think it's they wanted to get rid of them. I think they didn't care.
They did.
They didn't care. You know, I think it's been shown, you know, the elite lives matter and the rest of us don't. And I think the people that were left, they just didn't matter. Didn't count.
There's also another aspect of it, and I don't know if I know how to express this exactly. Western culture, Western civilization puts a value on an individual life.
Yep.
Now, Barack Obama, whether you can argue where he was born, whether he was an American citizen, I don't care. his viewpoint was not one of Western civilization.
No, he grew up being educated as a Muslim.
And he, I mean, I can't prove this, but it's a pretty safe bet that he's the person pulling the strings right now.
Well, there's a lot of people that think he is running a shadow government, that Joe Biden's not capable of doing the same.
And if that is true, then certainly what was allowed to happen would not be all that offensive to someone whose worldview was that of a Muslim. They would see it as the Muslim reclaiming their rightful place.
Well, when he was in office, he was colluding with the Taliban.
Well, that whole thing with Bo Bergdahl, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there's videos of him in their mosque telling him his plans for...
Four of the people that were traded for Bo Bergdahl are now in the administration of the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Yeah. And tell me this, how is it that the aid money is still going there? And Saki said that the aid money was not going to the Taliban. That's how she answered to a reporter. The Taliban's in charge. Where are you sending it? I don't understand. How are you? How can you say that they are not
Joe
getting that
Smith,
money?
5 Main Street.
I mean, that makes no sense to me. Of course the aid money is going to the Taliban. Of course it is.
Well, some of it's going there. Hunter may be getting a cut out of it.
Well, you've got to figure the Taliban is now better armed than many countries in the world. And if we give them money, they can be a major world power now.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, so much for Afghanistan and the lack of what the current administration is doing there. How about what they're doing on our southern border? How about what they're doing with all the so-called refugees they're bringing in from Afghanistan? How come an American can't go and get on a flight and fly out of this country without being totally scrutinized to the point that they're wanting to have vaccine passports now, and some countries have already instituted that. But we can allow these people coming here unvetted, and they're distributing them all over the United States. I think it's 46 out of 50 states so far that they've put them in, and they're not vetted. Some of them are terrorists. There was one that the FBI picked up for trying to force sex on a minor.
Yes.
They're criminals.
Well, that's part of their culture.
Yes. Yes.
Part of their
culture.
Well,
some of them are trying to bring in their child brides, 12 years old and under.
Yeah, they're trafficking, too.
Yeah, yeah. So how come they can get away with all that?
I think the best one was Saki was asked about, how come you're letting all these migrants in with no vaccines and no COVID tests? And she said, this is a quote, migrants at the border don't need to show proof of vaccination because they don't intend to stay for long.
Yeah, she did.
Now, wait a minute here.
How long does it take to pass that virus?
If they don't intend to stay that long, why are the Democrats fighting so hard for amnesty? And I heard someone refer to these people as undocumented Democrats, which I thought was very good.
Yeah.
But, and let's look at the Haitians for a minute. The Haitians that are coming up now are coming up from Chile and those countries where they've been living since the Haitian earthquakes. And they're not fleeing anything. They just want to come to make more money. Because if you think about it, you can't walk here from Haiti.
Right.
That might be a problem. So there, and what happened to the rule that if you're seeking asylum, you have to seek it at the first country you pass through?
That was a Trump thing.
That's evidently an international law. That wasn't just Trump. That's international law.
I think it was something Trump instituted.
It was international.
I know that Trump.
I mean, he enforced it.
Something like that.
He enforced it, but I believe it is international law that you're supposed to.
He cut off aid and funding to countries and said
that were sending them. Yes.
Yeah. Well, none of it makes a lot of sense.
You know, you asked about the why isn't the media showing the pictures of what's happening in Afghanistan at the airport gate. But they blew up and went crazy saying that the border patrol on horses at the border were beating. And they wanted to took it back. They were like, this is what they did to the slaves. This is horrible. How could we, you know, get to this point? Well, it turns out it's all been debunked. It was the reins of the horse in the picture. It was not, and he was not hitting the man with it.
And yet that those two border patrols have been put on desk duty.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. It's totally an agenda.
Doing their job. They are there to secure the border.
Well, I see we're in Texas. The Texas Rangers lined up hundreds of SUVs and made their own wall.
Yeah, they're fed up. You know, people are having to literally sit up all night in shifts to defend their property. You know, it's not okay that they're just going to come through and the Border Patrol is just going to, you know, sit there and have lunch, hand them bottled water. No, they're doing their job.
And Governor Abbott is taking contractor bids to build the law. It's a federal job, but since the federal government will do it.
Well, let's take a quick break, hear from our sponsors, and come back. We can talk about the pandemic a little bit.
Okay.
And what's going on there. I'm going to tell you what, it's crazy. It's just unbelievable, some of the stuff they're coming up with. I saw this meme today. See if this makes sense. The protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the protection that didn't work to protect the protected.
That's right.
Does that make any sense to anybody?
No, but that's absolutely that's what they're telling us to do.
All right, well, let's hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
You know how you feel when your hair looks great? Why not have that feeling regularly? You can if you let Kristen Toller be your secret weapon. Kristen is one half of the dynamic duo at Creative Hair by Patsy. They cut hair for both men and women, and they understand that one style does not fit all. Each person has some styles that look great, while others would be not so great. And as for the question to call her or not to call her, only you can answer that. But if you decide you want the lift a bit of color can add, you're in good hands with Kristen. She's great with color. So go ahead, give Kristen a call at 252-636-5741 and book an appointment. That's 636-5741. You know you want to do it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we said we were going to talk a little bit about the pandemic, and there's, you know, folks, there's been so many lies and misinformation, and the mainstream media is trying to push the fact that the right is the one, is the source of the misinformation. But more and more every day, more doctors, more scientists, more evidence is coming out to the contrary. Rand Paul, he's talking about natural immunity. And he says that people who are vaxxed are 27 times more likely to get reinfected than someone who got it naturally. In other words, the natural immunity is much more effective than the vaccines are. But what is the left doing? They're demonizing people that are unvaccinated. They're turning the vaccinated against the unvaccinated, further dividing our country. And don't remember, it was, I believe, in Matthew, but anyway, the Bible will tell you that a town or a country divided against itself cannot stand, and that's what our enemy is doing. They know that if they can divide us, they will crush us, and this is just another way they're dividing us. And folks, you're supposed to love your neighbor, not hate them because they don't have a mask on. Or, you know, what's going to happen if it does come out that you are vaccinated and you are shedding to the unvaccinated, which is something that is medically out there. There's papers on that. You can go out and Google COVID shedding. Yeah. Don't Google. Search for COVID shedding. You know, they keep wanting us to follow the science, but you know, there's science on both sides of the fence.
That's my biggest issue. You know, listen to the experts, listen to the doctors. Well, you do have many, 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 many doctors who are saying, you know, this vax is causing, especially I have a son in the age group that they're saying this vaccination is causing the myocarditis around the heart. That's terrifying to think.
And there's been a number of teenagers that have fallen dead within hours or days of having it from an enlarged heart.
Yes. And, you know, it's greatly affecting his life with these passport things. You know, he had a trip planned to go see a friend, and he can't do that because he can't fly, you know, without the vaccination. And we've seen the violence already start, you know, with people fighting the vaccinated, fighting, you know, and the people who don't want to show a card, you know, they're getting angry. And
if you want to see what's coming our way, go to YouTube and search on what's happening in Australia.
Oh, it's horrible.
Or France.
To throw a little perspective on this, I'm looking at the statistics on Craven County. And right now, as we speak, according to the Craven County website, there are 29 people in the hospital listed as COVID. Well, we know from experience that they may not be in the hospital because of COVID.
Yeah.
They may have gone in for a broken leg or a broken arm and in the process tested positive for COVID. Now, if you happen to be one of those 29 people, this is not fun. This is a serious disease. It needs to be taken seriously. But on the other hand, out of the whole county, there are 29 people that are seriously ill with this. That's like a flu season.
Right.
That's not a pandemic.
Right. Well, I don't, you know, I know they want to throw out that, well, it's this new variant. It's this new variant. I get that. I understand that. But no, I don't understand when so many are vaccinated that we're still living at the levels of the pandemic when it first came out. You know, going back to remasking and just none of that makes sense to me. That you can't tell me the vaccine is so effective, yet it's not going to keep you from getting it. It's not going to keep you from spreading it. You know, but they say, well, it lowers the symptoms. Well, okay. I know a lot of people who've had it who've had no symptoms. So
one of the stories that I came across recently that I think kind of encapsulates what we've all been going through with this. And this was a story out of Grand County, Colorado, which is a very rural county with not a whole lot of people in it. Thanksgiving 2020. Lucas Riley shoots his wife, Kristen, in the head, then shoots himself. He committed suicide. They have alcohol and drugs in their system, and they have a history of domestic violence. The coroner, writes it all up, and what are the death certificates and all. And the next day, it shows up on the state website as a COVID death. And the court, again, it's such a small county that she immediately realized, hey, something's wrong here. And evidently, somebody had run the couple's names through a database showing they'd tested positive for COVID within 28 days of their death. So then they were recorded as COVID deaths, even though they died of gunshots.
Yep. Well, you mentioned the flu. And the flu typically has 30 to 40 million cases per year. But COVID arrived in 2020, and the PCR test is created to pick up the coronavirus, which is common cold. And the mainstream media and establishment called everything COVID, like you're saying there. And the flu cases started to disappear. And in 2020 to 2021, there were only 1,800 cases of flu. So COVID has eradicated the flu. We don't have to worry about the flu.
It also has eradicated heart disease. If you start looking at the statistics, oddly enough, if you look at the 2020 statistics, now, I looked at them a while back, and I may not have had the whole year. But for most of the year, even though we had this pandemic and we had this horrible spike in COVID deaths, the overall death rate didn't change.
Not at all. No.
It was amazing. Yeah. Heart attacks and all kinds of things got cured because of COVID.
Right, right. And people, these facts are out there on some of the very sites that are trying to get you to take the vaccine, get you to mask up, get you to social distance, get you to lock down. CDC, WHO, World Health Organization, what are some of the other ones? FDA.
NIH.
If you go to those websites and you search for COVID, you will find information in there contrary to the narrative that they are spilling on mainstream media.
And we need to say it's a serious disease.
Right.
It needs to be taken seriously. And people need to weigh whether the shot is worth the risk for them, because there are people that probably the shot is a worthwhile risk. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But by the same token, don't make a choice out of ignorance.
No. Weigh the facts. Go out there. The information's out there. Look at what's happening. You're starting to see in mainstream media now actual reports of one hospital the other day, 20-some nurses all quit their jobs because of the mandates now that they have to be vaccinated. These are the healthcare heroes. Why would they quit their jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not quitting their job. They're given no choice.
Yeah.
There is another hospital reported they're about to lose 100-some people because they will not take, the vaccine. And they do have a good point. You know, we were here. We worked through this pandemic when you had nothing to give us. You know, we did this and we're fine. We're here. We're still willing to go on. And you just want to get rid of us because,
Yep.
I mean, they have a point. They absolutely do. And that it's really sad because we're going to see as bad as, it is going to the ER already or the hospital or urgent care. It's going to be much worse that you don't have.
All right. Well, people quit there. Being sheep. Quit being led around with a false narrative. Do your own research. Get out there and start looking for the facts. I'm not asking you to believe anything we're sharing with you. I'm just asking you to look at the other side if you're not. Go ahead and start doing your own research and fact-checking, and you'll find out that there is very little scientific evidence backing up some of the things that are being pushed on you as a narrative. And there are alternative scientific facts that will prove it wrong.
On a good note, there is a hospital in Alabama that said, we are going to waive our vaccine mandate because we don't think it's fair. So there are, you know, in some places this is working. The New York Police or Fire Department unions, I don't remember which, when they were told they had to do mandatory vaccines or get testing, the union came back and said, okay, you're going to pay for the time, any time lost because of the vaccine, you're going to pay for the time and the testing, you know, and on and on. And all of a sudden, the city said, oh, never mind.
Yeah, no.
Never mind.
Well, it's been tried and proven in other countries already that there is no
silver bullet.
Yeah, there is no silver. That's a good way to put it. No silver bullet. That the vaccines aren't getting rid. They're not eradicating the virus. They're not eradicating the COVID. Now, flu is coming in too. They think Israel's going to get hit really hard. And I think it's Moderna is now their latest vaccine combines a flu vaccine with the COVID. So it doesn't take a lot of research to find out you've been misled and lied. Now, is it worth it? Is it worth it to you to take that chance? Because once you let somebody put something in your body, in your bloodstream, that is modifying your DNA, and that's what mRNA is doing. It's going in and modifying your DNA. You can't take it back out. You can't. Now, I have been seeing that there are some treatments that will help suppress the effects of the vaccine if you're having negative effects. And there's a lot of work being done in that area. So you can also do your research on that. If you've had the vaccine and you're experiencing some side effects, and there's many different kinds, they affect different people different ways, and it all depends on which vaccine you got also. But go out there and do your own. Frontline Doctors is a good resource.
Yeah.
Those are actual doctors. Many of them, the man that invented mRNA himself. Go out there and search on who invented mRNA and see what he's got to say about it before you put it in your body, because he says don't do it. Okay? We're not trying to mislead you. We're just trying to help you find the facts. It's up to you to believe what you want to believe and make your own choices. But why would you make a choice that's irreversible without first having all the information that you could get? And ask yourself, why? Why are they trying so hard to push it on everybody worldwide?
Why is the emphasis on the vaccine and not on the cures?
Absolutely.
The treatments.
Right. And you do need to know that there are several studies going on that have happened that do show that there are things you can do with certain vitamins and things that,
yes,
that will help your immune system. I mean, being in the best health is the best,
right,
defense. But there's
your
also
own immune system, the system that God created you with to combat these natural viruses. But folks, this is not a natural virus.
Yes.
This is a man-made virus. And don't confuse, because they're calling this a vaccine, don't confuse that with real vaccines like polio and mumps and measles and the vaccines that got rid of these bad diseases in the past, because those were true vaccines that actually carried the virus, a dead virus, and it built up your immunity against those viruses. This is not the way mRNA works, and you need to do your own research on that, and you'll find out it's being mislabeled as a vaccine. It's an experiment on you is what it is.
You know, a lot of people like to bring up, well, you've all been vaccinated. You all have to have vaccines. And, you know, when the smallpox was going around and the vaccine had to happen, there were 300 million people that died from that, 300 million compared to where we're at with this COVID. It's not even close. And even then, you know, when the government, because they like to say, well, the government mandated then, when they mandated, they did not tell you you could not leave your home. They did not fire you from your job. They did not, you got a tiny fine that equals to like $5 to today's, you know, monetary value. And that was it. You still were allowed to have the choice and live your life. That was right. Not, you know, it was not what we're seeing today.
Right. And again, those were true vaccines. And what we're dealing with today is not. And even the test, if you do the study on the test is full of false positives. Full of false positives. We know people that have tested positive, never had a symptom. They were asymptomatic, and they're doing fine.
The underlying thing here to look at is when and if we get back the freedoms that we have given up in the past year.
Yes. Well, you're not going to get them back easily, because once they take them away, they don't come back easily.
Yes.
And it's going to take a lot. Civil disobedience is a start, but I'm afraid it's going to go further than that. Once enough people wake up and realize just what they've given up and what has been taken away from them. Okay, folks, how are you liking the gasoline prices? Just go back a year.
Yeah.
How are you liking the gas? How much are you paying for pork chops now? Pork was the cheapest meat you could buy. Right. What's the price on a couple of ribeyes to throw on the grill?
Well, see, that bread and eggs. I mean, just basic things.
Yes. Yes. And now they're predicting shortages of those.
But you go in the grocery store and there are shelves that are empty.
Right.
Still, yes.
And they're saying that's the distribution chain is, the supply chain is broken down because of the COVID. Everything's because of the COVID. The COVID is a tool they're using to wreck our economy, shut down our nation's agriculture, our business, everything. Free trade. They know if they can wreck the economy, they're one step closer to closing down the United States.
Some of the supply chain is due to the fact that we have turned our manufacturing over to China.
Yeah.
And if you go by your car dealerships right now, and you look at the dearth of cars on their lots, it's because a lot of our computer chips have come from China. And that has been interrupted because of COVID. But that is also a foretent of things to come if we don't get our act together and start manufacturing that stuff ourselves.
That's right. It's a very good point. And you look at the steel and all, nothing meets the standards that it did 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. You look at a washing machine or a refrigerator, it didn't have all the technology. You didn't have a screen or a dispenser in the door or any of that stuff, but an old Kelvinator would run for a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think my dryer lasted 40 years.
Yeah. Now they're engineered to fail. And stop and think about the things you've heard about technology, your TVs that have cameras in them spying on you that came from China, and all kinds of other things like that. Little microscopic computer chips embedded into electronics that can just spy on you, listen to you, look at you, track you, know where you're at, what you're doing all the time. But here's the one that's really scary. Look where many types of our pharmaceuticals are manufactured now.
Oh, yeah.
Look how much of your medicine is coming from a country that's run by communists who have vowed to destroy us. You trust them? I don't. Well, folks, I know you're wondering, well, okay, we've told you all this stuff. We're harping on it. We're preaching to the choir. What do we do about it? Well, folks, the best thing you can do is get off the sofa and get active. Activism's got to be one of your top priorities. And I don't mean going out in the streets and rioting or picketing or doing those things. Those things have a place. But just getting online If you're not on Telegram, I suggest you get on Telegram. It's replacing Twitter and Facebook as a social media alternative. It's full of the top conservatives in the country. And I like it because you can search for anything you want to. And any post that's been made with that content in it will show up. If you want to see what's going on with COVID, you search for COVID. It's a great platform. CCTA has a channel on there, CCTA channel, and we have a CCTA group on there. So all you need to do is search for CCTA once you have your Telegram installed, and you'll find us now. Hurry up and do it, and then search for Apple trying to take the Telegram app away. They are being sued by a left-wing organization for having Telegram because they say the people that are on Telegram, you know, us deplorables that are on Telegram are spreading lies and hate. So they're trying to get Apple to take the Telegram app off.
Like they did with Parler.
Right. But if you get on there and search for that, you'll find there's a way to go into your settings and disable the ability for them to delete your apps. So once you have it on there, it'll stay on there. They'll take it off the store so nobody else can download it and put it on there. But go ahead and get it on there. A lot of people are using it, and I recommend it highly. Also, there's Rumble, which is an alternative to YouTube. There's so many different new ones out there that it's hard to keep up with. So I've settled on those two as my main ones, Rumble and Telegram. But folks, you get on there, don't like what other people are doing. Don't just comment on what other people are doing. The most effective thing you can do is to share it with as many people as you can. Spread that word. Get more people educated, more people knowledgeable about what's really going on out there. Send them the links to some of these sources where they can get the facts and the truth about what's going on. Folks, that's all the time we've got for today's show. We appreciate you tuning in to CCTA Wake Up Call. I urge you to go out and visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them here from CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
CCTA Wake Up Call airs Saturday at 6 a.m. and some days at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. on WTKF 107.1. The Talk Station.